It's 8:56 and 60 degrees. It's time to check on the commodities with Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, things mostly lower on the grain side yesterday, Ellen. How are we starting out today?
Well, we're trying to hold together. We're not looking extremely strong or anything along that line. We did have some export sales on the daily reporting system. Mexico bought some corn. South Korea bought optional origin corn. We had a little bean sale to unknown destination, 60,000 bushel for old crop and new crop. Once those sales were announced, the corn market went to the plus side, beans also. Right now, December corn's trading a penny and three quarters higher at 348. Back months are up a similar amount. On the bean side, 980 on the November beans, 989 and a half on the January. That's up 3 cents. The bean market looks like it held at the 20-day moving average on the January at 986. That the 200-day moving average is right there, too. So that's going to be a very important area for the January beans to hold. The meal, which had kind of led things higher last week, is up just about a buck this morning with December at 307.80. The bean oil, the palm oil was a little stronger overnight. The bean oil is up about 6 cents. The wheat market is a little lower based off rain projections for most of Texas and extending into the Oklahoma Panhandle and maybe even getting up into that western southwest corner of Kansas that's extremely dry at this stage of the game. So the wheat market's down about a penny December at 416 and three quarters. The market that I'm really watching, and I have no idea why, we're lower on the live cattle, feeder cattle, and hog market this morning, but we're down about 20 cents in the December live cattle. We won't see the Goldman roll start until Monday, but it looks to me like we've seen open interest decline pretty rapidly in this December live cattle, down about 32 cents right now. The feeder cattle are struggling a little bit, maybe on a little higher feed costs, with the January feeders down 40 cents at 120.50. The hog market's been all over the place, had a strong close yesterday, closed right on the high, made new highs going into the close. The December hogs are 87 cents lower at 46.95. But again, the livestock market looks to be on the weak side of things. I thought perhaps that we would see the dollar weaken a little bit more today. We're down about 4 cents on the dollar this morning. Crude oil's traded both sides of unchanged, is trading just unchanged right now at 45.34. The metals market's been all over the place. Perhaps that's keying off a high court ruling in Great Britain that Parliament needs to okay the country's exit from Brexit, or the beginning of that process, rather than just a public vote. So looking at the markets today, we could see a mixed bag in the grains, and a little bit lower in the meats. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks a lot, Ellen. Always good to hear from Ellen Dearden on a Thursday morning to check on commodity markets here on WILL. And let's take a look at current conditions. Still plenty of cloud cover and temperatures hovering around the 60-degree mark in most of our listening area. We're right at 60 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. The relative humidity, 95%. Barometric pressure steady now at 30.14 inches. Cloudy skies, 58 degrees in Danville. Still a touch of light fog in Bloomington with a temperature of 57. 60 degrees right now in Gibson City, Monticello, and Clinton with cloudy skies. 62 in Tuscola, Sullivan, Decatur with cloudy skies. And in Charleston, Mattoon, a little light fog and 62 degrees. Sky should clear as the day moves on. Look for a high of 67 degrees. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight and a low of 44 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 60 degrees at 9:01.